Brilliance Audio presents Frozen Rage by Steve McHugh, performed by Simon Mattox. Chapter 1. The Realm of Dreich. I was pretty sure I'd made a terrible decision to come here.
No! Fuck you!
The large man bellowed, getting to his feet at one end of the table, laden with food and drink. He pointed a long finger at the man sat the opposite end, 30 feet away. If I was honest, it could have been 3 times that, and it still wouldn't have been long enough. Tommy Carpenter, my best friend, stood beside me and sighed as he stroked his long, dark beard, a sure sign he was beginning to lose his patience. "I really wish I'd stayed at home," he muttered under his breath. 30 people sat around a table designed for twice that number, although the shouting match between the two men at the opposing ends had everyone else move back from where they'd been seated. The hall we were in was designed to look like something from a European palace, with high ceilings where murals of various gods, some of whom I couldn't have named if I'd tried, looked like they'd stepped off the pages of a fashion magazine. The walls were adorned with paintings, several of which I was almost sure were from masters of the craft back on the Earth Realm. At least one was an original Michelangelo, and I wondered from where they'd been stolen. The stained glass windows that ran along one wall let in rainbows of colour that bounced off the highly polished wooden floor. "It's fucking Shakespearean," Remy said from the other side of me. "Maybe they'll murder one another, and we could all stop pretending we care." As far as ideas went, it wasn't the worst I'd heard recently.
"Well, it is a wedding," Diana said from the other side of Remy. "It's probably not a proper wedding until at least one person has been bludgeoned with something."
"You go to some weird-ass weddings," Remy said, looking up at her. Remy was a 3.5-foot-tall fox man. He'd pissed off the wrong witch coven, and they tried to kill him by turning him into a fox. Clearly, it hadn't worked, but the witches had all died, and their lives had been poured into a newly fox-man-shaped Remy. He dealt with it by swearing and threatening to stab people. To be honest, as far as coping mechanisms went, I'd heard worse. The two men were now face-to-face, spewing insults about each other's mothers, fathers, and at one point a particularly inventive curse about a goat and a block of cheese.
"When do we step in?" Diana asked.
Tommy sighed. Like half the people sat at the table, he was a werewolf, although he was probably stronger than any of them, and certainly less likely to pick a fight at a wedding brunch with the father of the bride. We are lions made up the other half of the guests. There was a long and unpleasant history between the two species, mostly involving vast numbers of murders.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?